Today is the anniversary of the invasion of the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, where over 30 people lost their lives in a shootout with federal agents.
I see them blue.
The legacy of horror is now over. John Wayne Gacy was just executed 15 minutes ago, leaving a permanent scar on the face of society. Another reminder that evil can be anywhere.
What a wonderful world.
On the west side, a shooting erupted today between pro-life and pro-choice protesters. One woman was left in critical condition and a doctor left fatally wounded. The gunman claimed it was the will of God that made him
die.
According to scientists, global warming is rapidly becoming an ominous threat. They believe it will be more than twice as worse in the next couple of years. More than 847 companies were fined last year because of environmental violations.
It's not known at this time how the bomb got passed through the security checkpoints. Oklahoma is in a state of shock and trying to understand how any human being can be capable of doing something this inhuman.
So pretty.
He then turned the gun to himself. Police say an argument about a past boyfriend triggered the double homicide, which occurred while their two children were present.
The newborn was found in the dumpster just behind the motel, wrapped up in blankets. The 16-year-old female and her accomplice will face first-degree murder charges, and if convicted, will spend the rest of their life in prison.
The remains have not been identified yet. However, authorities believe it is in fact those of the young girl who was abducted late last June, just 1 mile from the Saginaw Township area.
Her body was found beaten and brutally raped behind St. Mary's Catholic Church. She had just joined the convent last year. She'll be sadly missed by the entire community.
In the news tonight, two police officers were put on suspension due to the near-fatal beating of a black township resident on the corner of Elmwood and Casper. Eyewitnesses say,
yes, I think to myself, what a